All right, it's Q&A Tuesday, and our special guest this week from PA Cyber, the CEO himself, Dr. Nick Trombetta. Dr. Trombetta, welcome to KDKA once again.
Glad to be here, Mike.
Full disclosure, of course, you guys are sponsors of the radio station. That is not why you're here. We invited you here to talk about cyber schools.
Sure.
But we mentioned the fact that you are, in fact, the sponsor, just so everybody's clear on that. The purpose of Q&A Tuesday is to take your calls, to take your questions, not mine, your questions. So I'll tell you what, we're going to get started right away. 866-391-1020 or Dollar Bank Instant Access Messaging by going to our website, kdkradio.com. You can fire off a question that way. Andy in Freedom, you are up first on Q&A Tuesday.
Thanks, Mike. So I'm wondering, my wife and I are trying to make the best educational decision for our children, and we hear advertisements, I think, from the Pennsylvania Cyber School on the radio a lot, and we hear other advertisements. But anytime we try to talk to administrators or teachers in our district about making this choice, we seem to be confronted with what our own district can offer us in terms of an online program. And so I'm wondering, I guess my question is, what's the difference between what my district could offer and what a cyber charter school would be able to provide for my children?
And Andy, before Dr. Trombetta answers that, I'm just curious about something. Do you get the impression that your school district is actually trying to discourage you from going with a cyber school?
In the conversation, it always seems like there's a different alternative than sending the children to a cyber charter school.
Okay.
Something that would keep us in the district.
Okay. All right. Doctor?
Well, it's a common call we get from a lot of folks that not only that are considering cyber charter schools or cyber education, but for folks that are already in it, districts may call them and try to win them back. It's a competitive market right now. And I wouldn't blame a local district that would want not to lose their children to a competitor. It'd be just like if KDK were to lose a sponsor to another radio station. So they tried to put forth their best case as to why you should stay. And they'll say, we offer this, this, and this, and they don't offer this, this, or that. And I'm okay with the competition as long as it's honest. But what a lot of folks will do is they'll overpromise and underdeliver. And we've been at this longer, Mike, than anyone right now. We have the largest cyber charter school this past year, I think, in the nation. And it will be at over 11,000 students in the fall. We have a huge infrastructure and of teachers that are certified. And we've had probably the most success of any of the cyber charter schools or cyber programs, I mean, in Pennsylvania for sure, but the nation. So, I mean, you have to compare apples to apples and say, what can you offer a local district that PA Cyber or some of the other cyber charter schools don't? And that's where parents get confused. What's the quality? Is the quality of the program? Is it an accredited program? What's the success rate of children to complete? What do I get? What do I receive? And it's the comparison that the parents now become a shopper, and they have to really do their homework. And right now, we have 500 school districts in Pennsylvania and 12 cyber charter schools. And so you have 512 different folks offering you services.
Wait, there are 11 charter schools like yours.
11 others, yes, correct.
Yeah, 11 others. Yeah. Okay, and you operate one, right?
We operate the one.
Okay. Right. Okay. One of the things I want to get into is more about what is a cyber, what is Pennsylvania right. cyber, what is a Pennsylvania cyber charter school in the first place. Here's one thing that's I'm having difficulty with. You are actually considered to be a public school. You're not a private school.
Correct.
Okay, so how are you then in competition with the other private schools? Public schools.
Right. Well, we're in competition strictly by design. I mean, charter schools were to inject a competitive nature into a system that had difficulty changing. It was basically a monopoly.
But normally you have a charter school within a district.
You do.
Right? I mean, like Pittsburgh has its charter schools, very popular.
Right.
But they're within the Pittsburgh School District.
Correct.
You are competing, in essence, I guess, with every other school district in the state.
Everyone. Correct.
Okay.
We're providing a service to all their children, and we're an option for all those children. And and it is competition. It's who's and it's to provide parents with that opportunity for choice. And, And we've been the choice of every one out of every three parents in this state that chooses to go to a cyber charter school chooses PA Cyber. So we're very proud of that fact, and we've been very successful with that. Having said that, and going back to your point, why? I mean, you're a charter school, and why is it competition? The idea, even for the charter schools in Pittsburgh that were chartered by the city of Pittsburgh, City High, one of the great charter schools, by the way, in the nation, not just locally, in the nation, city charter. They're competing for students. I mean, you can go to one of the Pittsburgh city schools. You can go to one of the Catholic schools if you can afford it, or you can consider one of the brick and mortar. It's competition for those students. So what do you offer that would attract me? What would you offer, better yet, that will keep me? And so now everybody has to raise their game. And that's happened. Quite frankly, it's happened in Pennsylvania. We believe that with the onslaught of charter schools, you've seen everybody's game kind of rise. And definitely now that you have 500 school districts offering cyber services, 10 years ago, that wasn't the case.
Okay, so let me take another call here as we continue. It's Q&A Tuesday. Dr. Nick Trombetta is with us, CEO of Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School. Mike in North Hills on KDKA. Hi.
Well,
yeah, Mike.
I'd like you to address the fact that the PSSA scores, there was cheating going on there by the teachers and the administrators to get these scores higher. And that was thoroughly proven. What are you going to do about that?
Well, that is, one, totally a falsehood.
Wait, Carl, are you talking about the thing that the Department of Education is looking into, the 2009 state assessment test? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that in a moment here. And Dr. Trombetta is right, you are incorrect. We will continue in just a few moments. It's Q&A Tuesday. Dr. Nick Trombetta with us of Pennsylvania Cyber, and he is the CEO. We are taking your calls, your questions, 866-391-1020, or you can send in a question by going to our website, kdkradio.com. All right, it's Q&A Tuesday. Dr. Nick Trombetta, CEO of Pennsylvania Cyber, the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School with us. Question was asked before the news about this so-called cheating scandal.
Yeah.
And there was a connection being made, I think, with the Atlanta cheating scandal, which
right.
we know is actually a cheating scandal in the schools down there. But in Pennsylvania, the same questions were raised about the 2009 state assessment test, and Pennsylvania Charter,
right.
or Pennsylvania Cyber, I should say, was mentioned.
Right.
Okay, what are the facts?
Well, the facts are that there were, I think, 78 schools that were identified, and Pittsburgh City Schools was one of them, several other in western Pennsylvania. Were identified, and basically with the company that does the testing and examines the data, they look for anomalies, jumps in numbers or drops in numbers. And PA Cyber had huge rises in enrollment. We do every year. We grow about 1,000, 1,200 students a year. And if you have a huge number grow in certain groups, ethnic groups, racial groups, and you have, then they might do a little bit better than they did the year before, that anomaly will be reported. So you guys in the media got a hold of that and said, oh, you're an anomaly. You have to answer as to what happened. So we answered that question yesterday to the Secretary of Education as to, yeah, we had huge growths, and this is why we explained the anomalies. The other thing that might come for some districts and were that if you have a large number of kids that might erase. Now, we didn't have a large number of kids, but if you have that, you need to explain that. And some kids have difficulty and make an error on the test, and a lot of the superintendents have been answering that in that fashion. Look, you're picking four kids out of a 1,000 or 2,000 or 10,000, and it's getting to the media that I qualify because they're racers. I can explain it by telling you this. So what we did this week is look at all the anomalies, and then we had to explain them. And our part, it really had to do with numbers and doing slightly better in one of the ethnic subgroups, racial subgroups, than we did the year before. And, you know, that was basically what we had to explain. So, but when the media got a hold of it, you know, and right after Atlanta, you guys, I mean.
Well, right, because Atlanta is, I mean, this is a huge scandal down there. We're talking about people, I don't know, in my opinion, they ought to be in jail.
Yeah.
They ought to be prosecuted for something here. The Tribune Review today, just FYI, has a story, most schools flagged for possible cheating likely to be cleared, is the headline. Most of the 90 Pennsylvania schools whose results raised red flags for possible cheating on the 2009 state assessment test probably did nothing wrong, and the Department of Education likely will clear them, according to a department spokesman. and that would include Pennsylvania Cyber.
Well, I mean, we're as a large cyber school, you might want to know how we administer the tests. Well, we rent spaces all across the Commonwealth, 32 locations.
Oh, so they're not taking these online?
No, then. No, they go actually to a location, and just like it would in a regular traditional school, which for us is a challenge. I mean, we're bringing kids that have been taught online all year, and then we bring them to a location, and they meet for the first time with the staff. And, I mean, we have all kind of measures and security measures that are in place that are mandated. And, you know, we're under the scrutiny, and we should be, by a lot of people, in particular the Department of Education, since they grant us the charter to operate, Mike. So we felt that it was that the company, we understand, we understood. Okay. That and then to explain it was something that we joined. You mentioned 90 other schools, and we were all part of that.
Well, across the state, right. 90 schools. So when are you going to get the all clear from the Department of Education, or have you gotten it already?
No, well, we just sent it yesterday. Was our rebuttal to that?
Oh, I see.
And you know, it sat on a shelf. You know, no one knew about this for I think 2 years. This was a report from a couple years ago. And so we didn't.
As a result of Atlanta, let me guess, they're looking at this all over.
Well,
the country,
I mean,
now.
Yeah, and then.
Well, and I don't blame them.
Right, and then the headlines don't read that we're looking into this or statistical anomalies. It reads, you know, scandal, cheating scandal, accused of, and no one's accused anybody of anything yet. All we have is anomalies. So we conducted the investigation. We're very comfortable and confident, as most of the superintendents are, that this is. This is an issue behind.
I'm satisfied. We'll see what if nothing else happens. I'm totally satisfied. Jack and Manaka, you're up on KDKA.
Yeah, Mr. Trombetta, you've been such a visionary leader for our Commonwealth of Education. What's one of your proudest accomplishments, and what do you see for the future?
Geez. Well, the future is easier to answer than saying the proudest accomplishments. I mean, I've been very proud of the community that I live in, Midland. You know, for a lot of folks, Midland's in Beaver County, and we experienced the same thing that the city of Duquesne experienced, losing our high school, and it happened about 20 years before it happened to Duquesne. And so I'm happy that that community, I'm most proud of that community, that it stood up for their children, wanted better, got better, and then shared what they have created with children across the Commonwealth and now across the nation. I mean, I can't speak without Midland and this journey without talking about the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center and our charter school that serves about 600 kids from 52 different school districts. That's been a huge success. But I think that the proudest moment would be that and the resurgence of the community, the jobs that we've created because of that we took a chance 10 years ago, 11 years ago. The future, I think, is a challenge for the business that I'm in because of something I mentioned to Mike earlier is that we had, when we started, there were only two cyber charter schools in the state, and that's 11 years ago. Now every school district is basically providing cyber services, and we have 11 other cyber charters operating. So the future for us is going to be we're going to have to be better. We're going to have to provide more quality. We're going to have to do it smarter. And we're going to have to distinguish ourselves as the leader and to maintain that our position as the largest cyber charter school in the Commonwealth and most successful.
All right, we're going to take a time out here for our sponsors. We are in Q&A Tuesday, and our guest this week for Q&A Tuesday is Dr. Nick Trombetta. He is the CEO of Pennsylvania Cyber. It's a cyber charter school, one of the, you say 11, right, or 12?
It's 12.
12 across the state. There are 11 others. And we're talking about cyber. You know, when we come back, I want you to give us a brief outline about what a cyber school is.
Sure.
If, some of us, including me, are not quite sure. I think I understand the concept, but I want to hear more. And we'll take your calls, your questions at 866-391-1020 or Dollar Bank is the Nexus at kdkradio.com. It's Q&A Tuesday on KDKA. Dr. Nick Trombetta, CEO of Pennsylvania Cyber, the Cyber Charter School, Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School is what we're talking about. Take a moment, Doctor, and just talk about what a cyber school is.
Well, we get that question obviously a lot, and we've been answering it now for 12 years, and it's a question that that needs to be asked, and as clearly as I can define it to you, is probably by using what it was defined in the law, which is the Charter School Law of Pennsylvania. A cyber school is a school that delivers instruction via the internet, and then other a significant portion of their instruction and curriculum via the internet and other electronic means.
Okay, pretend I'm in class right now. Right. What would that be like?
We would provide you with a laptop. We would provide you with internet access. We would provide you with books and materials. We'd provide you with all the curriculum and software that would be associated with that. And we would provide you a teacher that would teach you your subject area like you would in a traditional class. And then we provide for you all those other supplemental services from a principal to a school nurse to tech support to everything you can imagine in a traditional school, because we're mandated to do that. And so imagine it being school, and imagine it that you're wherever you need to be with your laptop, and you connect, and there's your lesson. And you could sit in class with other students from across the Commonwealth, one day across the globe. That's our.
But right now, you just serve Pennsylvania.
PA Cyber is a Pennsylvania public cyber charter school.
Right. Okay. So the teacher is at some other location.
Correct.
The teacher may be in their own home, right?
Teacher can be in their own home. Our Italian teacher teaches from Naples, Italy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Okay. So is it with a video conferencing that you're connecting, or how are you connecting?
Yeah. And again, as we tell families all the time, the best way for us to explain to you is that what currently we use, you've seen GoToMeeting.com or NetMeeting and things like that, that you can that are advertised on TV. And so we have a system that's similar to that, but only geared to the student. And we've added enough bells and whistles to it that's like it's on steroids, because you can actually see the lesson, see the video, talk to other students in groups, breakout groups, one-on-one with the teacher. The teacher controls the classroom conversation, because she gives you the power to speak. Basically what you do when you cut people off. You know, the teacher could do that as well.
I don't cut people off. I just kind of move on. That's all. Okay. So, but is it? It's one way though. The students can see the teacher, but the teacher cannot see them.
Well, if the teacher, if there needs to be, I mean, there's the technology that's obvious that we can see each other. It's, one of them is called Skype, and there are other forms that are out there that are maybe a little bit better, maybe a little more reliable, but Skype can be used. In the case I just mentioned to you where it's not necessary, then we don't do that. But we have teachers now that do send video one way directly into the students.
So, and homework is given?
Absolutely.
Okay. And tests are given online?
Absolutely.
So how do you know the kids are not cheating? How do you know mom and dad are not doing their homework for them?
And this is, you know, again, 12 years we've been answering that same question. So let me just answer it again. Is that, you know, basically it shakes out. I mean, it shakes out in colleges, it shakes out in military schools, and even shakes out in cyber schools. And if you use a system of assessments that are just all multiple choice, then you're going to be guaranteed that you're going to probably some are going to slide underneath the radar. But if you but change your assessments, might be some written work, might be some open-ended answers, might be some live. I ask you some questions to find out what you really do know, but it will shake out. I've been at this business long enough in education, 31 years, and I've been mostly in a brick-and-mortar world, where those folks that take the shortcuts, that usually ends up on your standardized test or your SAT test.
And we can also preach the purity of learning for its own sake, and that ultimately you're only cheating yourself, and I've heard all of that before. So, but would you say that it's easier to cheat in a cyber school than it would be in a bricks and mortar school, or there's really no difference?
I think there is a difference, definitely, because we're online. Is it? I mean, I know that it is easier. I mean, I've seen that small percentage of folk that do that, and again, it shakes out. We find out, there's nothing to be gained by doing that. Now, remember this: where most of our kids are in a home under the supervision, which is mandated by law of an adult. And so is there complicity then, you would say, with the family?
I don't want to belabor that point. I just wanted to ask the question because I'm sure there are a lot of people who are saying, oh, wow, that'd be easy to cheat, or, you know, I could do my homework and get somebody else to do it or whatever. Okay. But it's kind of like homeschooling, except that the computer is the focus here as opposed to a parent homeschooling. But here are some drawbacks that I see, just thinking off the top of my head here. Number one, you don't get the same kind of immersion like you would in a bricks and mortar school. You don't have field trips.
No, that's not true.
You don't have laboratories.
That's not true. That's not true.
Okay. Well, tell me about it.
Well, let's talk about field trips. PPA Cyber has about 2,000 field trips a year. Okay. We bring families together across the state, opportunities for families to get together, whether they go on a traditional field trip to the Science Center. We've done that. We do that all the time across the state.
Okay.
And we have labs. Yeah, labs, and you'd be surprised. We send home labs kits. People actually have little things that they work. You have your beakers and you have your microscope that actually go with the lesson, and we have online. I mean, it's a different day. You can dissect a frog now without touching the frog. You do it online. So we have labs that are online.
Okay, so those things are either virtual or they're literal.
Yeah, and what happens to guys our age is we think about our day when we went to school.
Well,
and you think that's what school is, and it really isn't that way anymore, Mike.
Okay, the other drawback I see to this, that I'm thinking that I see to this, is that you don't have the same kind of socialization that you do with a bricks and mortar school.
Yeah, and there's another one that represents our generation when you say that, because socialization now is, you know, different. You know Twitter, you know Facebook, you know all social media. That's one thing. And you also know this, and I always say this as a parent. You know, when my daughter went to school and when I went to school, there was good social interaction and not so good at social interaction. And you had to make sure that you made the right choice. And it's something that a parent, you know, instills in their child. Our families, generally, their children are very well socialized. They're involved, whether in their own community groups, their own churches, and their own other organizations, whether it's Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, whatever. Parents involve their children in groups, and they're in control of that. I think our parents, for the most part, for many of them, are thankful that they can kind of control that a little bit more.
Does the typical student, let me put it this way, the families of the typical student, is it because they don't want their kids going to a public school because they're fearful of crime, or maybe it's a poor school, maybe it's a school that hasn't done well academically? Is that the reason? Is there any one reason that stands out?
No, there is no typical student. There might be more of one than the other.
So are those the considerations?
Safety is always a consideration. Okay. You know, bullying exists online, but it also exists in a traditional brick and mortar school. We know that. But for us, it has been where the child has either failed in a traditional setting or the school has failed the child. There has been a mix-up in the mix. The chemistry wasn't there. And, you know, it's not always the school's fault. It's not always the family's fault. They need a change. They need a choice. And PA Cyber has been able to supply that for 11 years now to tens of thousands of kids. And so parents want and need something different. Their children want and need something different. And if we're that fit, then it's a win.
All right. Norman in Waynesburg, you're on KDKA's Q&A Tuesday with Dr. Nick Trombetta of PA Cyber.
Mike, very good questions.
Thank you.
I think the gentleman laid it out perfectly for the last 6 or 8 minutes. I won't criticize the station. You did the duty of having him on today. If we would have had this explanation, the 10-11 school year, the cynics out there that don't want this kind of education would shut up. I just want to let you know, you did a beautiful job, sir. I know more in the last half hour than I think I'd know in the next 2 years knowing about this thing. Now, I wanted to ask you a couple questions, and I'll let you go. There's 500 districts in the state. Could you give me a ballpark, sir, for your audience? How many of those are failures, roughly, just a rough number of them?
You know, I need to be honest with you. I don't.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Well, wait a minute. Norman, what do you mean by a failure?
Well, in other words, the city education system.
Okay.
They're a failure in many respects.
All right.
I'm not going to pick on certain cities, but we know they're a joke. They're trying very, very hard. The lady here, the superintendent, is a very nice lady from what I see. But you have to offer these young men and women options, which you are doing, and you've been doing it for a decade. So why are people so cynical when there are funds available? There are $800 billion that were spent by the federal government. The stupid, I'll just say what it is. It was the Obama explosion of money that we spent. All that money went to the teachers. They didn't spend that on infrastructure.
All right. I think we're kind of getting off the track.
I'm trying to be fair. I'll be precise. People are cynical about this program because they say there are not funds. There are funds. They're given to the federal government. The federal government.
Okay. Norman, stop there. Okay, because you're funded. The money follows the student, right? You're a public school. You're a charter school. So if let's say somebody decides that the Pittsburgh City Schools are failures as far as they're concerned, they want your their child in your school.
Mm-hmm.
So you are paid by the Pittsburgh City Schools on for that child. Is that correct?
Yeah, the about 70% of the dollars that are spent on a child will follow the child to the charter
school. And that is why, in a nutshell, really, why public schools really try to dissuade people, apparently, or at least in that one guy's case, the guy who called earlier, tried to dissuade them from sending their kids to you or to any of the other cyber schools. Correct?
I would say that that's fair to say, yes.
Okay, all right. We'll continue in a moment. It is Q&A Tuesday. Dr. Nick Trombetta, he is the CEO of PA Cyber. It's a cyber charter school in Pennsylvania, one of 12 in this state. 866-391-1020 is the number. It is Q&A Tuesday. CEO of PA Cyber, Dr. Nick Trombetta, is with us. I got so many questions to get to. David writes on Facebook, ask Nick if we're going to reduce or eliminate school taxes when all the schools close because of this cyber crap. He calls it crap.
Yeah.
Now, why are you getting these kinds of negativity from certain people?
Well, I can't speak for Dave, but I can tell you that a lot of folks that I speak to, I mean, it's a contested, highly contested issue that the dollars follow the student. And I always use this paraphrase from Machiavelli, that anytime you introduce a new system of doing things, you make enemies out of those who have benefited from the old and lukewarm allies out of those who have yet to benefit from the new.
Well, that makes sense.
You know, so, I mean, a lot of folks are very comfortable for the longest time in a education system that was unchallenged for over 100 years. And so,
Now you're challenging.
And now we're challenging them. And, you know, you take their kids as one thing, but if they feel that you're taking their money, not the money that was supposed to be spent on a child, then you get sort of feelings like that. But let me just say that he's on to something, because cyber education can eventually lead to the lowering of costs. I mean,
I would think so.
The high school of the future.
You don't have the busing.
Think about it. You don't have to have buildings that are.
Are the teachers that you have are certified just as they are in all of the public schools? Yeah. You are a public school.
We require 100% of our teachers to be certified. Highly qualified.
But are they unionized?
At PA Cyber, they are not.
They are not.
They are not.
How many of the cyber schools that are operated in Pennsylvania are actually unionized?
I am aware of only one.
One?
Yeah.
And where is that?
In Pittsburgh.
And how are they doing? Do you know?
As a union or as a school?
Well, as a school, academically.
Well, I think, they have their struggles. I mean, they were created to, only compete with us, but I think they... have a student body that desperately needs their support and help, and it will take a little longer to get their service to them. So,
did you try to work with the teachers union at any point?
No, in our first year. I mean, when we came along this idea. I mean, we're only supposed to be a school for 50 kids, and now we're going to be over 11,000. So we went and we had meetings with the State Education Association, and they were very great meetings. I wanted to know what we were going to do. And at that time, we all had said, look, I think we should partner and get together and do this. And that just never went anywhere.
Never went anywhere.
No, not 11 years ago, I think they thought this was a come and go kind of idea. And
so now they see you as the enemy?
I don't think that anyone forward thinking sees us. I think it's as competition, and they can learn from us. So if they see us as the enemy, that's their choice. But I think they see us as a definite solution for what a lot of people need and want, and kids across the Commonwealth now. I was asked this question, Mike, and I asked you this. Tell me, every kid in the Commonwealth deserves to have a great teacher, have access to great teachers. You ask that to anybody, they'll say, yeah. Every kid in the Commonwealth should have access to a great curriculum. Yeah. We should do it at a cost that our taxpayers won't break their backs and they can afford. Yeah. And I always ask the question, are we doing that? The answer is no. Okay, so how are we going to do those things? We're going to do those things by talking to each other. Now, we've created something at PA Cyber that other people now are considering to do. Even though we went to every school district in the Commonwealth and said, look, let's partner in 2001. And they said, nah, you do what you're doing. We're going to do what we... Now they're going to... Maybe we need to sit down and talk. So I really think that every kid, every student in this Commonwealth, every family should have access to quality education, that your zip code should not determine the quality of education you receive.
All right. I think I've got time for one or two more questions.
Sure.
Callers. Real quick question and answer. Marie and Belle Vernon, go.
Yes, I do have a question to ask. I want to know if the students who go to the cyber school, do they have to take the PSFA state testing?
Yeah, and I think we talked about this earlier, and we are required. Remember, we are a Pennsylvania public school, and we are accredited. I mean, we are granted our charter by the Pennsylvania Department of Education. That's my direct overseer.
Yeah. So basically, your students are required to do all the same things as if they went to a bricks and mortar school. Marianna Sawickley, I have very little time. Real quick question. Go.
I have only this to say. This is a classic example of taxation without representation. When that money leaves the school district and goes down to Midland, the people in the area that it's leaving from have absolutely nothing to say about how it's spent, what happens. The billing has no relationship to the cost.
All right, let him answer that.
Yeah,
I have 30 seconds.
Yeah. Here. Oh well. Okay. Well, basically, you know, I would not agree with that statement. I mean, there'd be a lot of people that live in your school district that would feel that they have no say so when they pay their taxes and it goes to wherever it goes in your district. They'll feel the same way. I can tell you that we're required to provide things to those students. They receive those, and that if we don't do what we're supposed to do, we aren't going to continue to operate. You see school districts that aren't held to that same standard. Quite frankly, there isn't one in the Commonwealth that's held to the standards of PA Cyber. Not one.
Not one?
Not one.
Really?
Not one. Because tell me when they're going to close a school that doesn't underperform. When was the last time a school district was shut down because it underperformed? Name one.
I can't.
Okay, I can name charter schools that are being closed, and they should be. And if we don't do what we're supposed to do in the manner that the taxpayers expect us, then they should shut us down as well.
All right, Dr. Trombetta, this went really fast. I appreciate you being with us today on Q&A Tuesday. I had a lot of calls, couldn't get to all of them. I'm sorry about that. I think we learned a lot today. PA Cyber's CEO, Dr. Nick Trombetta, on Q&A Tuesday.